All right, Gracie, give me a fat beat. You're supposed to say okay. Oh. Gracie, give me a fat beat.
Okay.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Why Are We Talking About This? The show where we talk about historical people, places, and things and break them down to why they're important to you now. I'm Bryce Wayne, and this week we are talking about a sickly little boy who would become one of the biggest characters in American history.
What do you think, when I tell you about Teddy Roosevelt, Tara, who are you imagining? Like, what do you imagine?
Well, I know what he looks like, so.
All right, what does he look like?
He's got broad shoulders. He's a big dude. He has glasses, circle glasses.
Tiny little circle glasses. They, like, hang on his nose.
And, yeah.
Are you getting really close to your mic so you have big lights?
No, why?
It just sounded like it.
Yeah, you like, what, like, really? It sounded like you were breathing into the microphone.
It sounded like you were all pressed up against it like this. I don't know if this changed anything for mine, but. That's what it sounded like.
No.
What do you imagine he's doing if you had to paint a picture of Teddy Roosevelt right now, Gracie, since you can't imagine in your brain.
Uh-huh.
Are you moving your mic though?
Yeah.
All right.
Moving the sticks.
Gracie, if you're imagining, or not imagine, since you can't imagine. Gracie, if you're painting a picture of Teddy Roosevelt,
uh-huh.
What would be the thing you make him doing in the picture?
I'd probably make him riding, like, a horse or something.
A horse? Why do you think a horse?
I don't know, it just kind of comes to me. Old-timey things.
Old-timey things.
Yeah, from what I remember, they don't have cars back then, Bryce.
Well, Gracie, they did have cars back then. In the documentary I watched, he was very specifically riding a car.
Were there cars when he was alive?
They have,
yeah,
like,
cool cars.
Carriages, right?
They had carriages, too.
They counted those as cars.
Yeah, but I mean in, like, automobiles. He was riding one of those. Although that was later in his life. That was after he was president. So both of you have this idea that he was kind of like a cowboy or he was cool. He wasn't like, you know, let's say hypothetically, he wasn't some rich kid, some snobby rich kid who wanted to pretend to be a cowboy. He was an actual cowboy in your minds, right?
Yeah.
No, he was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer?
Yeah. I guess I do have the farmer vibes still, so.
Still, Gracie? Still? What do you mean? This is the first time we've talked about this.
Still.
Isn't this the before conversation?
No, this is, we're going. This is it. Sorry, I heard my voice on one of your things. Do you want to unplug your microphone, your headset? Headphones?
No.
That was weird. Then. I just got really loud, though. I'm still doing it.
Really?
Tara, are you doing something?
No, I was just drinking my drink.
Okay. Well, since both of you do think that he was more of a cowboy type and Tara thinks he was a lawyer, you think he started like, okay, never mind. I was going to say, so when he was a kid, do you think he like grew up in a family of lawyers, Grace, Tara, or do you think that he became, like he was a, like a, I don't know, cowboy-esque kid? I don't know what I'm saying. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think like, go on.
No, you go.
I think he, like, his dad would be, like a writer or something.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom would just be at the house all the time, like a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait, did he have any siblings?
Yeah, he did. Quite a few.
How many?
I don't have that written down, but I know at least one brother and two sisters.
Okay, well, I think, like, the girls were probably, like, in high school. Or one in, like, elementary and one in high school.
So one older sister, one younger sister?
Yeah. And then the other one is probably either an adult or, like, a baby.
Hmm. I don't have any ages on them, but I can tell you that Theodore Roosevelt, who we'll be talking about, was born October 27th, 1958, which I'm not sure if you guys noticed is today.
Was it?
Today is Teddy Roosevelt's birthday. He was born in New York. What was that?
I was going to say, well, happy birthday, but he's not here, so he won't be able to hear it. Or he will.
Wait, when Who is knows? It?
Today. Today is his birthday.
Wait, okay, what's the date?
October 27th, 1858.
Okay, because you said 28 at first.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. This is being recorded, so I know that that's not true. He was born to a family of... They were richer people. His mom was came from a family from Georgia, not the state, the country. And his dad was... he worked with charities and civic reform. So he did a lot for his community. He does take a lot after that. And surprisingly, Gracie, I'm sure you know this, that mm-hmm. he hated the nickname Teddy.
Yeah.
He hated it. But do you know what his mom called him, Tara?
Teddy bear.
No, teddy bears will come up later. Gracie, do you know what his mom called him?
What is it? TD?
It was TD. And as a kid, he was a sick child. As Tara said, he had weak eyes, so he had to wear those fun little tiny glasses his entire life. And he had asthma.
Why? Well, I didn't say he had weak eyes.
Well, you said he had to wear glasses.
Which means you have weak eyes.
So he was a very sick kid. So not something you imagine when you're thinking about Teddy Roosevelt, how he was a sick kid. I'm sure a lot of people know that. But his dad really encouraged him to keep up the physical fitness to kind of counteract the poor hand he was dealt when he was born. And because of that, he was also, obsessed with adventure. And he was constantly going out. Interact with animals and nature. And sometimes he would bring home like turtles, mice, and snakes into his house. He'd just collect them. I keep saying it's gonna bother me the entire time. He also had a neighbor. He also had a neighbor named Edith Caro. Caro, C-A-R-O-W. How do you think I should say that?
Crow.
What'd you say, Tara?
Crow.
Crow?
Yeah.
C-A-R-O-W.
So, Crow.
Crow.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Gracie?
Crow, yeah. Yeah.
So, he had a neighbor called Edith Caro. And a secret sweetheart for a while, but eventually, they did get closer. But by the time he started college, they had a breakup and they stopped talking. The entire time he was in college. And went to college, he went to, naturally being the rich kid, snobby rich kid that he was, he went to Harvard to study literature, history, and natural science.
Did he buy himself in?
He did not buy himself in. His parents paid for it. And his older sister, Bammy, paid for his living arrangement off campus.
I have a question.
Yeah, ask me a question.
So, you said three things, right?
Yes, literature, history, natural science.
What is, like, natural science means, like...
Birds. Rock formation.
Okay. Rock formation.
So anyway. Just, like... Okay. The four spheres.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Wildlife and whatnot.
Okay.
When I'm in college, I'm thinking I want to study for, like... I forgot what it's called. But I think it involves, like, zodiac signs and crystals.
Astrology or astronomy?
I have no idea.
Astrology is fake. That's the zodiac signs. And astronomy is just the study of stars.
I'll have to look.
Okay. Do you want to look now or do you want to look later?
I'll look later.
Okay.
I thought you wanted to do literature, Tara, because you want to be a writer, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm already so smart in ELA.
You can always get smarter.
No, I can't. I've reached level 100.
So in his sophomore year, his dad died of cancer. He was only 46 years old. And, you know, his father was a big inspiration, Teddy Roosevelt. Called him the best man he ever knew throughout his entire life. But he did take a lot after him. And, you know, he was the top of his class for a while. Not for a while. He was the top of his class. And, you know, even with the physical stuff that his dad always encouraged, he was always trying to be top of his game there. He even challenged the lightweight box champion at Harvard. There's no training, I don't think. And he lost. He didn't do any of the boxing at the school. He just challenged him and lost.
Was there a reason?
That he lost?
That he challenged?
No, he's just kind of that guy who wants to constantly go head first into challenges. So afterwards, he went to Columbia Law School for a bit. He didn't finish. He wasn't a lawyer like Tara thought. But during this time in college, he met Alice Lee. And he, like I was saying, going head first into stuff, instantly fell in love with her, is what he said. And they got married in 1880. And after that, he was done with college. They moved back to New York into a townhouse. Do you know what a townhouse is?
Yeah.
It's like, full house, that house, right?
Okay.
But he, smaller, right? But he wanted to eventually move out into a larger family home so he can have a big family in Sangamore Hill. He joined a Republican Club, which at the time was pretty big.
Do you think people now would judge him on being in a Republican Club?
No, I don't, because as we'll learn later, it was a very different type of Republican. And it was a different type of Democrat too, because like I said, they were on the side of slavery, right? They wanted to keep things normal, keep the union together by allowing slavery, whereas the Republicans were kind of middling and then eventually just had to make a decision not to do it. They actually chose Abraham Lincoln because they thought he wasn't going to be a big deal with slavery. He thought he was going to let it be okay. That's the reason he won the presidency.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The other Republican that was running against him, Abraham Lincoln, was very much against slavery. But Abraham Lincoln was kind of like, he was in the middle of it because it was tearing the country apart. What were you going to say, Tara?
I have a new thing. Why did they, what introduced them into slavery?
The British. The British were already doing it, and they were British when they got there, so they started doing it anyway. And, you know, obviously racism, thinking that black people weren't fully human, and that was their lot in life. So, you know, it was always a controversial issue. It was never everyone was okay with it. There was always people saying this isn't right. So
probably the slaves.
Yeah, and also other people were in support of the slaves. But yes, obviously the slaves thought it was a rough deal. But you'll see that even with Teddy Roosevelt, that I don't think that being of the time, I don't think racism was okay. Because there were obviously people then who thought racism was bad, so it's not okay. Yes. But at 23, he was elected in his first state legislative position. At 23, he was an assemblyman, youngest state member of the state legislature at the time. And he made a name for himself attacking corruption in all the parties, both Democrat and Republican. He was calling out all the place and, you know, often made his Republican bosses mad about that. And during this time, he was away from his wife, and he got a letter about his daughter being born. But at the short time after that, or at the same time, I don't know when he got the letters. He also received word that his wife and his mother were both extremely ill. So he goes home to go see them, and barely has any time to say goodbye to his mom, who dies of typhoid. And then it was just a sickness back in the day that doesn't really happen anymore, I don't think.
It's like the Spanish flu.
The Spanish flu, yes. Well, the Spanish flu, no, it wasn't that type of thing. Spanish flu is like what's happening now. Okay. So it's just a very rare thing that happens now. And yes, it is preventable by vaccine. So, so he barely had any time to say goodbye to his mom, who died of typhoid. And then just a few hours later, when he was with Alice, she died because of complications from giving birth to their daughter. And this was on Valentine's Day, 1884. And on in his diary that day, he just put a big X and wrote, "The light has gone out from my life."
Two X's.
No, one X. I told you incorrectly two X's before.
Was Valentine's Day like an actual holiday back then? Like,
I don't know, Gracie. That's not the point of this.
I know, but I thought you looked this up.
Oh, what, I'm going to check every information? You guys don't even want to sit here for an hour. You want me to give you verify every single thing I look up? Every single possible question you might ask, you want me to have an answer to? I'll look it up.
No, what? You could have just found out the answer before we started.
Could I have started? Yeah. Why would I need to know that? I'm going to mention North Dakota later. Do you want me to find out when North Dakota was established? When that became a state?
No.
How about Billing County? You want me to come up with why that's a thing?
Does that still exist?
I don't know.
Okay.
Valentine's Day was established in 496 AD.
So yeah?
Yes, it was a holiday.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Why Are We Talking About This?
If you want to make a suggestion, please email us at whyarewetalkingaboutthis@gmail.com.
You can check us out on Why We Talk About on the Twitter.
That's why the word, not the letter. All right. Bye, everybody. Nothing? You guys not going to say anything?
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Messed up.
I liked that one.